Good morning, a Monday morning, and a very tired Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us as the New York State budget, the Senate at least, in town last night. Around 10:30 they left, but Ken stuck around a little while longer, and we see your piece this morning about the $153.1 billion state budget 9 days after the deadline. Give us the sort of winners and losers here, Ken.
Well, the winners, and it looked like he might be a loser at one point, is Governor Cuomo. The budget, as you said, is 9 days late. It's something, an on-time budget or a timely budget is something he achieved the first 6 years of his two terms. And he always pointed at it as something that shows that government is working. But in the end, he got pretty much everything he wanted. A college affordability plan, raising the age of criminal responsibility to 18. He held spending at 2%. So it's a budget he's going to, I'm sure, tour and say it was a good thing. Another winner is the Independent Democratic Conference. They got to deliver a couple of progressive issues that they were able to get through the Senate, including the raise the age and $10 million for immigration legal services. Some losers were the Senate Republicans, which we just found they got a lot of what they wanted in the budget, but that is a split conference. John Flanagan has an upstate conservative group that he's really dealing with. They're trying to get him to fight a lot more with the governor and object to what the governor is doing more, and then you have more moderate downstaters. Also losing is the Senate Democrats, who, despite their best efforts, really had no impact on the process.
I see that Senate Democratic Conference Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins is saying that these deals, as you mentioned, raise the age, school funding, and other issues may show, quote, some progress, but let's be clear, it's not progressive.
Yeah, the governor has said this is a very progressive budget. He's going to use it. If he is going to run for president in 2020, it's certainly, there's stuff in there like college affordability, New York becoming the first state that does anything on that. She says that program, college affordability, as well as raise the age and other progressive issues, could have been tougher. And had he worked and had the Democrats controlled the Senate, you know, when they had the numerical majority, these things would have been even better, according to her. The problem is you've got 9 Democrats, including 8 in the IDC, the Independent Democratic Conference, who are aligned with the Republicans. And she said emboldens the Republicans.
Devil's in the details here, isn't it? Especially when it comes to, as you mentioned, the first in the nation college, free college, public college tuition plan, and that some articles I've seen suggest that it might not cover as many as it suggests.
Right. That's one of the arguments, that it doesn't cover as many as it suggests. Others say it's ironic that at a time where he is trying to reduce or make it free for college kids who are come from households with incomes of $125,000 or less, he nonetheless gave SUNY and CUNY the authorization to raise their tuitions for everyone else by $200 a year for the next couple of years. So some will be paying more, some will be paying a lot less. On top of that, a lot of Democrats are upset that they didn't do anything to help undocumented immigrants who go to college, because the college affordability plan does not cover them. The Senate Republicans would not go for it.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. We're glad to have him each Monday when he updates us on what's happening at the Capitol. You can always find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.